Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We somehow made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. And in case you're wondering what's on the Traeger grills, Chinese barbecue pork and jasmine rice to the main stage. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
I said to Tyler, who is Tyler the operator and Tyler the chef, this could be controversial. You know, this is a meat Friday. It's a Traeger recipe, Chinese barbecue pork. Yes, Paulie.
This is interesting. It's a little foo-foo for us, but this is right in Fritzy's wheelhouse. He always has Chinese food on Fridays.
Very excited about that. Yeah. Like spare ribs and like little rice.
Yeah. So we have that. Yeah. Coming up. 877-3DP show email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Penny's Bang Biscuits available on the website. We got some great t-shirts there. Marvin has made the Fab Five t-shirt. I think it's permanent. Now, we didn't just cross out McLovin's name and then put Marvin's name on there.
That would have been fun, though.
We did think about that, but you know, we're not that mean-spirited. But great t-shirts there, Penny's Bang Biscuits. You can go to danpatrick.com to pick those things up. Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. We say good morning. Good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. You can download the app. That's all you have to do. You can watch this show for free. Say good morning to our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great cities around America that carry this program. We'll check in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They had a bad injury yesterday. Not sure the severity of Ryan Jensen, their great center. And just to understand the importance of this player, when Tom Brady was deciding to come back, One of the first people, players, that he reached out to was Ryan Jensen to make sure that Ryan Jensen didn't leave to go to the Cincinnati Bengals. He's that important to Tom Brady. He's a Pro Bowl player in his prime, got hurt yesterday, and by those eyewitnesses, ear witnesses, you heard that scream when he hurt his knee, and he knew immediately, and so did the other players. There are certain responses, reactions to injuries. When you hear something, how a player reacts, they know the severity of that, and it looked like that was a devastating injury for Ryan Jensen. So we'll check in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, also, they got Kyle Rudolph, and you got Julio Jones. You lost Gronk. How threatening is this team this year? So we'll have that for you coming up. Mike Florio will join us coming up a little bit later on. Daniel Snyder of the Commanders was testifying for 11 hours yesterday. No subpoena, so there were things that they couldn't ask him or he could decide to not answer. But we'll talk to Florio about that. You know, you also have what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, with their ownership there. If, you know, there's going to be a possibility that there's a change in ownership there as well. Then you got Deshaun Watson's situation. No time frame here, apparently. No leaks, no nothing. The only thing that came out, and I don't know which side it came out from, but the possibility of 2 games up to 8 games, that came out, and it felt like the media discussed it, not that the independent arbitrator, the judge, is going to go, what was the reaction to it? She is the one who is going to issue her decision, and then after that, it'll be up to the NFL to decide if they want to appeal. Now, there is the possibility that you're going to have, you know, both sides talk about this. Can we find a happy medium so we move on with this? But we'll talk to Florio a little bit later on as well. And we'll check in with the Arizona Cardinals. Boy, thank you, Arizona. Gave us a story to run this entire week. Ian Rappaport had the story, got the information on Kyler Murray's contract. He was looking in there for the baseball clause. And then all of a sudden it's like, what's this? All of a sudden, there's an addendum in here that has to do with study habits, doing your homework at home. And then you had a press conference. Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach, kind of shook it off and like, hey, no big deal. He's getting $250 million and everything's good. Well, Kyler Murray went from the high of $230 million contract to, hey, everybody's questioning me. This is a bummer. But the Cardinals officially removed the clause yesterday, and here was the statement by the Arizona Cardinals. After seeing the distraction it created, we removed the addendum from the contract. It was clearly perceived in a way that we never intended. Our confidence in Kyler Murray is as high as it's ever been, and nothing demonstrates our belief in his ability to lead this team more than the commitment reflected in this contract. Well, that's nice, but why'd you put it in the contract to begin with? That's why we reacted to this. Is there an issue? That's what I want to know. Kyler Murray's upset. I don't know who he's upset at, because I'd start with my agent and the Cardinals. Did you even know it was in there? I've had contracts where somebody says, hey, make sure you read everything. You're like, okay, all right. If there's an addendum in there, that's when I go, wait a minute, what's the addendum? The other stuff feels like it's normal contract, you know, legalese. And then you have an addendum. The addendum. Yes, Eaton.
And not only is it an addendum, it's an addendum that no matter what analyst, insider, whatever NFL reporter has been asked, have you ever seen anything like this? They're like, no, not in the 30 years I've been doing this. I've never seen something like this.
Here's Kyler Murray yesterday. Now, he had a press conference that wasn't scheduled, but he came in for about 5 minutes. No questions were able to be asked with Kyler Murray, and he wanted to talk about his work ethic.
I'm sorry.
No, we have actual sound. We have actual sound.
I refuse to let my work ethic and my preparation be in question. You know, I've put an incomprehensible amount of time and blood, sweat, tears, and work into what I do, whether it's football or baseball. People can't even comprehend the amount of time that it takes to do two sports at a high level in college, let alone do it, you know, be the first person to do it ever at my size.
Okay, you're saying you refuse to, but you did refuse because they put it in the contract. Like, you didn't refuse it. You signed it. And the media's not questioning you. Your team is questioning you. We don't know. Yes, Eden.
No one, actually, the whole point of this is not questioning the blood, sweat, and tears. It's the reading part. You can't imagine the amount of reading I've done and just going over playbook or watching film. No one said anything about, you know, he just doesn't give any effort on the field or in practice. He's, you know, he's just not trying hard. It's never been a blood, sweat, and tears thing.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever had blood, sweat, and tears watching game film.
Just studying just, so hard with this.
My God,
I'm
he's bleeding.
I'm studying so hard, I'm bleeding.
911! Kyler's bleeding from watching too much film. He may have, you know, be bleeding from playing video games with his thumbs. he talked about how
Nobody
hard...
he knows these calluses on my thumbs.
Here he talks about, you know, the game's too difficult to not put the work in.
You know, I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not take it serious. It's disrespectful, I feel like, to my peers, to all the great athletes and great players that are in this league. This game's too hard. To play the position that I play in this league, it's too hard.
Okay, once again, why are you directing this to the media when saying you all? Why didn't you say, hey, let's bring down Steve Keim, the GM, and let's bring in Cliff Kingsbury? Let's bring in the ownership as well. They're the ones that put it in. Kyler, that's when you don't have a press conference. Unless you go, hey, this is internal, and maybe I didn't understand fully what it was, but I want to talk to everybody to make sure if there's an issue with my study habits, I want to make sure that that's not an issue at all with anybody as we move forward. Because you can guarantee two things are going to happen. He's either going to be all in on studying, or he's going to go, I'm going to continue to do what I do. I'm going to have fun. I fooled him again. But it was put in there for a reason. Did you know it was in there? Now, the fact that you can't ask questions, because this was a field day. This is one of those where you go, okay, here we go. Do I get to ask a question? Oh, he just left. First of all, I'd say, when did you find out that this was in the contract? Did you ask why it was in the contract? What were you told by either management or your agent? What'd your head coach say? That's all. Let me just kind of figure this out. But his anger is misdirected. We're not questioning you. You came out in a New York Times article and talked about your cognitive skills. So that's not just you're an athlete. That's your thinking. Those are your words, nobody else's. It's not like the New York Times goes, and Kyler talked about his cognitive skills. No, he used the word. So he is talking about being cerebral. Not just a God-given ability, which he certainly has. And then he talked about the fact that you can't be this successful without studying.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost, it's disrespectful, and it's almost a joke.
Okay, but who's the joke on? And you can be successful without studying. Look at Seton and Pauly.
Thank you, Dan.
Yes.
Wow.
I think that's a compliment.
Well, and me too.
Yeah.
What, Todd?
So why didn't Kyler and or his agent in the first place, when they first saw that, they didn't sneak it in after he signed it, say, like, is this some kind of joke? You're really putting these words in my contract?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he said, of course, he watches film.
There's multiple different ways to watch film. There's many different ways to process the game. There's many different ways quarterbacks learn the game and break the game down. Of course, I watch film by myself. That's a given. That doesn't even need to be said.
Yeah. It's not a given.
It's not a given.
The team put it in there. If anything, it's the opposite. The team put it in there for a reason. The media didn't create this. You did, the team did, your agent did. We didn't know anything about it until Ian Rappaport stumbled upon this because he was looking at the baseball clause. What is the language in there about playing baseball? And then he sees an addendum that talks about study habit, independent study. I'm going to guess he probably didn't think the contract information, that language, would be leaked. Yes, Eden.
Not only did they talk about independent study, they put an actual hour number on it for a minimum of 4 hours a week.
Yeah.
Why were they so specific then?
Yeah, it wasn't, hey, we need you to put in more time. It's 4 hours, which isn't a lot. Now, I talked to a former NFL coach last night, and I said, all right, give me a sense of how much study goes in with a quarterback. And he had a variety of quarterbacks. And then I said, okay, first half of the season, how much film compared to the second half of the season? Because you're going to face your division opponents again. Now you have to prepare for what happened in the first meeting with them and what you think they're going to do in the second meeting. Well, look at Kyler Murray's performances in the second half of the season. Cliff Kingsbury, the Cardinals. Like, there's a pattern here. Is everybody putting in their time, in their homework, the effort there? And maybe this is systemic. It's not just Kyler Murray. It could be elsewhere in this organization. But this former coach said that he had quarterbacks that studied more in the second half of the season because they had to, because that's when the chess match really starts. We did this first half of the season in our first meeting with you. Now, what do we think they're going to do? Now, what do we need to do to follow up? This is no different than a baseball hitter who goes, or a pitcher goes through the lineup first time around. Do you think he throws the same pitches the next time around? Probably not. But Kyler has, you know, this should have been, I'm disappointed and I'm angry because I'm embarrassed by this. That I should have read that, or I need to talk to management about this. Now, we didn't overreact to this. This is the first time in NFL history, we believe, this language has ever been put in a contract. It's like Zion Williamson has a clause that has to do with, you know, body fat percentage and weight clause. Those have been in contracts before. Okay. We've seen that. Now, that might be embarrassing to Zion that he's going to get weighed, but, you know, they're paying him the max deal and he signed up for it. Now, he didn't come out and say, I didn't know anything about this. I'm embarrassed. Hey, I'm in great shape. You know, is somebody going to monitor him when he goes home with what he eats? I don't know. But you put a padlock on the refrigerator? Like after 7 o'clock, the refrigerator, you know, locks automatically? Kyler's anger should be at his agent, his representative, himself. And then I'd start asking questions with management there. The team didn't take questions, and he didn't. They issued a statement here. It's not going to go away. The first time he has a bad game, people are going to make the joke about film study. And if he does play well, he's watching film. Okay, putting in time in the lab. Yeah, Marv.
That first interception.
Yeah.
Oh, should have been watching film.
Yeah.
That linebacker right there, rogue.
Everybody saw it. Do your homework there. This program brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards in cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, just getting started here. Check in with the Buccaneers. This is a big injury with Ryan Jensen. To me, we always talk about skill position, but protecting Tom Brady is of utmost importance because at his age, lack of mobility, and losing Ryan Jensen maybe for the season. We'll check in with the Buccaneers coming up. Your phone calls are always welcome. We'll come up with a poll question. We're back after this Friday edition, Dan Patrick Show, right after this. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. Now, if you've recently changed jobs, you're considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. You shouldn't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options you have for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you get access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that enables you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at Stifel.com. That's S-T-I-F-E-L, Stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. all in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We'll check in with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That'll be coming up. DK Metcalf got paid, signed a three-year deal, $72 million extension with the Seahawks. He has 29 touchdown receptions through his first three NFL seasons. Since 1985, I was going to ask you, how many players do you think have more touchdown receptions? First 3 years, this is since 1985. If I give you, the number is four. Four players have more touchdown receptions through the first three NFL seasons than DK Metcalf. Anybody want to offer one of the four? Yes, Paulie?
I think I could get two.
Okay.
I'll go Randy Moss, Jerry Rice.
That is ding, ding.
Now I'm fresh out after that, though. Thank you. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, Luke.
Marv?
Odell.
Odell, that ding, ding, ding. Anybody? The other one, Paulie?
Does it have to be wide receiver or receiver? Robert Gronkowski?
Rob Gronkowski. Ding, 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 oh, ding, ding.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Took my M drive.
Yeah. I don't know if DK is going to be adding to that total, though, this year. With those quarterbacks, now he has to go to work.
Dang.
It's like, man, hey, how about those first three seasons? Yeah, it was the other two or three after that that weren't very good. What do you think the over-under is touchdown receptions, according to DraftKings, for DK Metcalf? Anybody want to take a guess over-under DK Metcalf touchdowns this year? Yes, Todd?
I'm going to go 9.5.
9.5. Seton O'Connor?
Say 7.5.
7.5. Marv?
6.5.
You're a winner, Marv.
Wow.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
The front row's on fire this morning.
Just killing it.
You are. 6.5 receiving touchdowns for DK Metcalf. Yeah, Paul.
You know, remember, DK Metcalf may have to deal with, remember Larry Fitzgerald, his first couple years in the league? I think Larry Fitzgerald's second year in the league with Arizona, he had 100 catches, and he was catching them from Kurt Warner. Then he had that mid-level, midpoint of his career when he was in his prime, but he was catching John Skelton and Kevin Cobb,
Skelton.
Max Hall, and those guys. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, Larry Fitzgerald goes down to 80 catches, 71 catches, 82, 63. He's still the same player. He's still the great player, but he didn't have the quarterback.
I wonder what this deal means for Deebo Samuel, because he's still waiting to get paid. He's more valuable to the Niners. This is what surprised me when I started to look at the numbers with DK Metcalf. Now, I would try to use him maybe the way the Niners do Deebo Samuel. I mean, you got DK Metcalf, that size, that athleticism. You put him in some jet sweeps or something. How many rushes, how many carries do you think DK Metcalf has first three seasons in the NFL? DK Metcalf, how many carries? Marv?
I'm going to say 11.
Okay. Todd?
16.
All right. Paulie?
25.
All right. Seton?
23.
I think three is the number.
What?
Three for 17 yards.
What?
Wouldn't you want to get him the ball the same way San Francisco gets Deebo Samuel the ball? I was kind of surprised at that. Yeah, Marv.
I think this year they're going to treat DK Metcalf like you treat the best player in your Pop Warner League. Like, look, just give him the ball. Just give Joe Adams the ball. That was our best player. Just give him the ball. I don't care where you put him.
Yeah.
Just give him the ball.
Well, that's what I wonder, because you've got two quarterbacks, suspect quarterbacks here, that are they going to be able to get him the ball on a regular basis? By the way, Seattle does have skilled position players. They just don't have, you know, one at the skilled position, and that's quarterback. But Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Kenneth Walker, who I like out of Michigan State, he seems to be the prototypical running back for Pete Carroll, but they don't have a good quarterback. And they're probably on pace to win six or seven games this year. Yeah, Paul.
You know, if the Bears and Seahawks merged, we maybe have something. Mm. Bears have a quarterback and not much else to go with it. and Seahawks have everything else.
Yeah, so DK Metcalf got paid, and Deebo Samuel's probably saying, what did he get? How much guaranteed? No. Yes, Todd.
I'm glad we moved on from him, but Drew Locke's not a terrible quarterback. I'm surprised 6.5 in a 17-game season that that's the odds, that they don't think DK Metcalf won't get 7 touchdown receptions between...
How many touchdown passes do you think Drew Locke will throw this year? Well, assuming that he beats out Geno Smith. Like, we have to put that in there. How about we do a bet?
I could see him having 19.
Does anybody want to go... under 19.
Would he be willing to go to 19?
Pie to the face. Yes, Seton.
I'm taking said bet.
Okay. All right, Todd. So you got Drew Locke, 19 touchdowns this year. Seton's going under. Pie to the face.
Yeah, if he can't find a way to get an average of a little over a touchdown a game, if he played the whole season, that's pretty sad.
You better hope that he wins the starting job there.
And I'm immediately out.
Yes, Paulie.
Drew Locke has played in 24 games and has 25 career touchdowns.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, averaging a little
almost,
more.
Yeah. Yeah, a little more than one.
So are we saying 18.5 or a straight? It's got to be at least 19.
It's got to be 19.
Okay. I have 18.5.
Yes, you do.
Right, you do.
I took 18
right,
and a half.
This is fun. This is good.
Yeah. I don't know if there's any other over-unders to find here. We'll see if we'll see if DraftKings actually has an over-under on touchdown passes for Drew Locke. Rick Stroud covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. He also hosts Sports Day Tampa Bay, his podcast, and joins us on the program. I know you were at practice yesterday, but what did you hear when Ryan Jensen went down with that injury at practice?
A horrible scream, Dan, that I've only heard once before, and that's when a guy on a basketball court tore his ACL. And it's unmistakable. I think everybody knew that it was a serious injury. We're waiting for the proverbial news. But, you know, when you see a bunch of guys gather around a cart like that and you know, wish him well, you know that he's not coming back to play anytime soon.
Give this audience an idea of how important Ryan Jensen is to this team's success.
Well, I mean, I think on the offensive line, arguably he's the most important guy, right? I mean, when Tom Brady decided to unretire within hours, the first player they signed or re-signed was Ryan Jensen, who had an offer from the Cincinnati Bengals. And it was that important to Tom Brady. You know, when you're talking about that relationship, you know, calling out the signals, the line of scrimmage. But more than that, he's a tone setter for that entire offensive line. And, you know, Brady is very particular, right down to whether a guy wears a glove or how much baby powder he puts in his rear end. I mean, he's on it, right? And I think it's a huge loss because of all that Ryan Jensen represents. And if you go back, all you got to do is watch the Washington game last year, and Tom Brady gets hit within the first two plays hard inside, and he's not the same player the rest of the game. And I think that interior offensive line, where they've got two new guards now already with Shaq Mason and probably Aaron Stinney, now you've got to replace the center. It's not going to be easy.
Bigger deal, losing Gronk, adding Kyle Rudolph, or adding Julio Jones?
Wow. Probably losing Gronk. Probably that's a bigger deal, simply because when he could play, when he was healthy, he's the greatest tight end of all time. And the synergy that he had with Tom Brady is second to almost none in NFL history. So, you know, Gronk did so many things, and he also brought an attitude to the building you can't replace. He never had a bad day, Dan. He's exactly as you see him on TV, man. And I think they're going to miss that. And that's why I think Julio is here in part to try to make up for those 55 catches, 800 yards, and 5 touchdowns. I mean, you've got to get that somewhere. You're not going to get it from Kyle Rudolph necessarily. So that's a really big loss. It's kind of incalculable, really.
Julio Jones, what's he have left at, what, age 33?
Yeah, well, for one day, man, he put on a highlight show. it was impressive. If you could have just bottled up the first day out there, they were throwing fades to him, and he was jumping over guys and mossing people. It was impressive. So that shows you what the upside is. You know, the thing is, can he stay healthy? And that's been his deal the last 2 years. He's missed 14 games. And I think that the Bucs will be smart and try to keep him on some kind of a pitch count. If nothing else, you consider what he can do in the red zone. with guys like Mike Evans and Godwin when he gets back, and Russell Gage and Cam Brate. I mean, they've got some problems for defenses, and so. But just his pedigree. I mean, they said the other day, Tristan Wirfs said, it's like a fantasy team. He goes, it's like a video game. If you're in the transfer portal in the NFL, you're coming to Tampa. I mean, it doesn't matter, they're the all name team, but that's what this year is about. And it's what it's always about with Tom Brady.
Is Brady done talking about retirement?
Well, we haven't talked to him yet, so we're going to ask him about it. Okay. We talked to him one time in the offseason. To answer your question, I think he is. He's decided to play this year. My guess is he's done playing in Tampa. But unlike last year, at the end of the season when he decided to retire, he really didn't know what he was going to do. We know now that he has a deal at Fox, to call games for $37.5 million. Not a bad secondary job. So. At least he's got that in his pocket. And I think he'll, when it's over, he'll reassess like he always does. But it depends. Does the season end in confetti or condolence, Dan? I mean, the greatest players in any sport have trouble walking away. And he can absolutely still play. Don't get me wrong. His arm looks live, and it's amazing what he's been able to do. He could probably do it till he's 50 years old. But I think that at least as far as the Bucs are concerned, they're looking at this as the last dance, so to speak.
Have you used that in a column? Have you used confetti and condolence already?
I'm not sure if I have. I'm a very alliterative guy, Dan.
It's very good. It's very nice. But also, you look at this deal with Fox. If Tom had gone to Miami, which is what he wanted to do, and then he would have played for Sean Payton, and then he would have slipped into ownership there, Jimmy Garoppolo could be with the Buccaneers right now.
No, he couldn't.
No.
No.
No way. If Tom wasn't there, they wouldn't have made a run.
He was on a list, but he wasn't high on the list. I mean, the thing I was told about Jimmy is, like, if you're going to run it 40 times a game, that's great. But if he could throw the deep ball, Dan, he'd had two more Super Bowl rings right now. And the one he has, Tom Brady won. So I don't think Jimmy was high on their list. There were other guys, and they weren't going to kick the tires on Deshaun Watson. The ownerships told him no. Baker Mayfield was probably on that list, but it would not have been quite the same vibe with any of those guys, to say the least.
Are the Buccaneers a threatening team?
Yes.
To win
absolutely.
It all. To win it all.
Yes.
Okay.
You know who their quarterback is, right? Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's still like.
No, they have done some things in the offseason. And this injury, you can't quantify how big it is, because it really is big. But I think, defensively, Dan, they had to get more athletic. They let Ndamukong Suh, Jason Pierre-Paul go. They drafted Logan Hall. They brought in Akeem Hicks. They're going to let Joe Tryon Shewinka come off the edge. He's a first-round pick they had a year ago. They're more athletic. They got better in the secondary with depth, with Keanu Neal
Well, Logan where would Ryan's. You put them in the hierarchy? Maybe the question should have been phrased better.
I don't think they're any worse than third best team in the NFC totally. I mean, look, the Rams, you give it to them, they're defending Super Bowl champions. You would figure that Green Bay is in that mix. But they're no worse than third, and probably second, I think.
We'll be in touch. I'm sure there'll be reason to give you a call, Rick. As always, great stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Next crisis, I'm here for you, buddy.
That's Rick Stroud, covers the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Times. I thought it was interesting that he talked about, now certainly the severity and the value of Ryan Jensen, but also if Tom Brady had gone to the Dolphins, which that was his game plan, he wanted to go there, be the quarterback, and then he was going to eventually move up and be part owner of the Miami Dolphins. And then I thought, well, would Tampa have reached out to Jimmy Garoppolo? And then Rick saying, no. Not at all. And then you start to go, okay, Deshaun Watson, no ownership, wasn't interested. Baker Mayfield, I mean, maybe Baker Mayfield. And I wondered if Baker was going to end up in Tampa, this past summer. I thought maybe you bring him in, let him learn from Tom, and that he would be the eventual successor there. I don't know what their plans are going to be as they move forward with Brady. It feels like this is his last year. And I wonder if Gronk doesn't come back, if And he brought up, is it going to be confetti or condolences? Which it feels that's what it is for Tom Brady. It's either you win it or nothing else comes close. Like he doesn't deal in participation trophies, second place. This is about winning another Super Bowl here. But make no mistake, he wanted to go to the Miami Dolphins, and Sean Payton was going to be his head coach. Then you had the Brian Flores situation that sidetracked all of that. But it felt like Brady was going to play. You'd bring in Sean Payton, and then Tom would eventually be part owner of the Miami Dolphins. That changed. All of a sudden, he came back. Did he want Bruce Arians? Did he want Todd Bowles? Did he want Todd Bowles more than he didn't want Bruce Arians? Is that an overblown story? Well, here he is. Gronk's not there. Julio Jones, Kyle Rudolph, and you just lost your best offensive lineman. Now, the NFC is easier to navigate this year, at least on paper, when you think Rams, quiet offseason, but still defending champs, playing in a very tough division. Packers lose Devontae Adams. I mean, let's look at it from Brady's perspective. All right, are the Rams going to be able to repeat? Teams don't repeat. The last one to do it was his Patriots back in the early 2000s. Got a good roster, but everything's got to go right for you again, and that's difficult. You have Dallas, Philadelphia, Arizona, New Orleans, maybe. I don't know what's going to happen with Alvin Kamara, with what happened with him in Vegas. Is he going to be suspended? Michael Thomas is back. Jameis Winston, do you trust him? So if you're Tom Brady, you look at it and you start to, you know, survey the landscape here. Who really makes you nervous? Packers, I guess, because they play in a bad division. But is Alan Lazard going to be the next Devontae Adams? You know, can Aaron Rodgers do what Tom Brady does, and that's make somebody a whole lot better than what they really are? And probably so. But you get to the postseason, you're not as worried about Aaron Rodgers as you are Tom Brady. All right, we'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up next, and then we'll get some phone calls as well. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Left. I got it.
Check this out.
And the pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It has got a walk-off home run to win the game. A Judgian blast. A one-out. Bottom of the ninth. Home run by Judge to win the ball game 1-0.
That's courtesy of WFAN, the Yankees radio network. Aaron Judge leads the majors. 3 walk-off home runs this season. Last player with more walk-off home runs in a season played for the Dodgers. This is a tough one. Played for the Dodgers. I'm going to give you the year. 2009. And for some reason, I think Marv is going to get this. Yeah, Paul.
Andre Ethier?
Ding, 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 ding.
Dang.
Man, the front row is killing it today.
I think someone said Andre Ethier's name on this show.
Marv did.
This week.
That's why I thought he was going to get it. It was a callback is what that was.
I had a hustle there.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, front row. Back row, suck it. All right.
That's how I'm feeling today, actually.
Are you feeling like Kyler Murray?
That's all I have.
You guys need to watch more tape. I think that's really what it comes down to. Todd, you got to commit. You got to commit to the show.
Eric Karros or something. Was he even playing in
2009? I don't think so. Play of the day brought to you by Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, let's come up with a poll question here, Seton. Or did you already come up with a poll question?
Yeah, we put one up a while ago. And it's Kyler Murray related.
Okay.
Kyler Murray should be upset with .. the media, Cardinals management, himself/his agent.
Okay.
When you point fingers, there's 3 pointing back at you.
I'm going to start with his agent. Because his agent was in there with negotiations. Kyler wasn't. The agent would be in there, and it gets bloody, back and forth. Probably had some pushback with management saying, look, all right, we'll give you the guaranteed money. We need to have him guarantee that he's going to study. Hey, don't worry, he'll study. You know, we got some players and people talk about all he does is play video games. He doesn't put in the effort there. No, he's going to. What do you want to put in there? How about an hour each night? Independent study. Oh, all right. Yeah, that's fine. Put it in there. Yeah, he'll be fine with that. They probably went back to Kyler and said, all right, this is what they're asking, you know, wink, wink. You get home, you put in the film study, okay? Yeah, all right, that's good. All right, we'll sign the deal. All of a sudden, Ian Rappaport rummaging through the contract going, let me see, what's the baseball clause? Wait, what's the addendum here? Oh, 4 hours of independent study for a week, during the week. Then all of a sudden, everybody reacted to it. So he can be mad. Feels like he's mad at the media. He should be mad that it got out. He should be mad at his agent that this language was in there. But it's still an issue. That's the thing. You can take that out. Hey, we've taken the addendum out because it's caused a distraction. Why would you take it out? I'm guessing you still mean it, and you still need it, and you still want that. So wait, is the tail wagging the dog here? Hey, that's a joke, and I feel disrespected. If I'm management, I'd say, Connor, come on in here. Why don't you talk to your agent there? Okay? He knew this was in here. I don't think anybody thought this was going to get out. That's all. Plain and simple. Now, Zion's not going, hey, what's with the weight clause in here? I'm guessing he knew. We're going to give you $200 million. We would like for you to be in shape. That's all. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, could you show up in shape? Oh, God. All right. I mean, we're paying you $200 million. All right. All right. So that's the poll question. It has to do with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, right now, a huge portion of the audience says that, let's see, 78% puts the blame on either Kyler or his agent.
Yeah, I would start there.
Yeah.
I would start there. Yes, Paulie.
If I'm Kyler Murray, I just troll people. Like, after practice, I roll right over to GameStop and get a bunch of games, make sure the media sees me do it. Just step on the gas. His Twitter profile, you know, you have a Twitter profile. Like, if Marvin Prince, the Dan Patrick show, you'd have. Kyler Murray's Twitter profile is Kyler Murray. It's easy. And it's been there for a while.
Okay.
That's been like his catchphrase for
it's easy.
A long time, yeah.
Well, he showed up with a t-shirt that had easy with the S with a dollar sign.
Which is, it's so tough to brand yourself with it's easy and then be like, you don't know how hard this is.
You're telling me the blood, sweat, and tears.
You don't know how hard this is.
Do we have Kyler Murray laughing so I can compare it to Seton's impersonation of Kyler Murray?
It might not be accurate
at
all.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I have no idea why Beavis and Butthead comes to mind. But.
All right, let me see if backroom guys can get Kyler Murray. He laughed the last time he was on with us. The first time at the Super Bowl, I don't know if he laughed. Maybe not a laugh. Not there. Yeah. If there was laughter, it was uncomfortable laughter from me going, Kyler, what do you love more, football or baseball?
Do you know which one you're picking?
Yeah. Kyler, do you know which sport you're going to pick? You don't have to tell me. Oh, boy. We're not making fun. We're having fun, right?
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. That's what
we're doing. Splitting hairs.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, we weren't making fun. We were having fun.
Kai.
1 hour in the books. We still got two more to go.
I'm crying.
One more item as we close out hour one, Sleep Number. It seems like it's a simple question. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. But also, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because you got fireworks and beach days, you got family barbecues, you got vacations. All of that's better with a better night's sleep. And it's not just a great bed. And right now, they got a great sale. Save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed Queen. Right now, $1,299. Lowest price ever for Sleep Number. But also, let's say you get this 360 Smart Bed. And they have Sleep IQ technology. They will tell you, they have the data to tell you that you're going to get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Add it all up over the course of a year, that's 170 hours. Who couldn't use that? Biggest, best sale right now, lowest price of the year, the 360 C4 Smart Bed Queen, $1,299. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.